Well, I don't know. I suppose I just wonder what support there is for someone like me who realistically can't cope with the normal amount of hours for work and isn't like impressive enough, like education wise, where my anxiety and issues could maybe be a bit more overlooked, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
And I don't have the experience because I spent a lot of time struggling with my mental health. So those are kind of things that I worry about when it comes to going into work.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really hard, really, really hard, when the inner voice and the inner critic takes over and tells you that people won't be able to see past certain things. And sadly, for example, if you have anxiety, you often don't have the confidence to bat those things away. So, for example, my job at the Isle of Wight Council, when I applied for it, I knew they wanted someone who had their maths GCSE. I do not have my maths GCSE. I got a D. I tried it 5 times. I was not getting that C no matter what I did. But I knew I could do the job. I knew I had the skills and experience they needed. So I phoned the manager who was hiring and I just said to them on the phone, look, I fit everything you're looking for and more, but I don't have the maths GCSE. How much maths is involved in this job? And the line manager was amazing. She was great on the phone. And she was like, well, actually, there's nothing here mathematically that you couldn't get support with, or that there wouldn't be a system in place for you, or that someone else on the team couldn't do. So if you can do all of this stuff that we don't have in-house skills-wise, actually, we'd really like to talk to you. So she really encouraged me to come for the interview. No, but I knew that that barrier wasn't going to come up at interview because I tackled it on the phone before I even got to that stage, before I'd even filled in my application. So if you know there's something, if there's a job that you like the look of, that you're thinking, do you know what, I know I could do that, I know I could. Sometimes speaking to the person hiring before you even fill out the form is a good way of removing the barriers. And also when they receive your application form, they're going to remember you and go, oh, that's that person who was proactive enough to come and talk to me. And we engaged on the phone and they were really interesting. Now, I know picking up the phone can also be the challenge, but I feel like maybe picking up the phone and speaking to someone beforehand to open the door is maybe easier than trying to handle that at interview.
Actually,
so it takes the pressure off.
As somebody that hates phone calls, hates them, I will avoid them at any given chance. I find emailing first, just sending that email saying hi, giving your question, just being done with it, getting it gone, and then you can kind of forget about it. The message is gone. That for me breaks down that first barrier. Mm. Once I've then got quite a friendly like email response or whatever, then I find it easier to pick up the phone. So actually for me it's email then phone, but I know that you're very much
I'm old school.
And it works and whatever, but that for me is like the first barrier. I will do it if I have to, but if I don't have to and I can email instead, that for me is just that first barrier. It just lightens that first
this might
load,
sound wrong on every